Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, where everybody is. Andrea, how are you today? Good to see you. Welcome here to Adventures in Agriculture. How
I'm
are you
doing
today?
very well, thank you. Molto bene, perché finalmente abbiamo il workshop con Anteros.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, that's great. So we're going to do this. This is a an overview of the upcoming workshop that we're going to be doing at Villa Anteros, which is the property that I've been talking about, the property that I'm transitioning from an old working masseria that had only been cultivating grains that were for cattle, not for human use. And we're transitioning it back into a working masseria where we'll be cultivating the land and returning her back to her natural grandeur and original productivity and cultivation productivity. So this is an exciting opportunity for us to highlight what we'll be doing and to give you an overview and then to invite you to come to Arnesano in the province of Lecce in Puglia for the 28th and 29th of October. So Andrea, why don't you walk us through a little bit about what we're going to be doing on this workshop that you're leading for us?
Assolutamente. Farò in italiano, a te la parte in inglese, quindi invitiamo le persone che sono interessate a conoscere questo progetto di rigenerazione della masseria di Anteros, che sarà ad Arnesano, Lecce, 28 e 29 ottobre. We can go through the program, ok, a little bit. So possiamo andare all'interno del programma di questi due giorni. Il primo giorno, first day, ok, it's about geotherapy, soil, and mapping the orchard and geobiologia and manure installation. So we talk about also pyramid, the sacred geometry. We do the wine tasting with Sonic Pyramid. Quindi faremo anche una parte di degustazione con le piramidi sonore. And this is the first day program, eh? But you can add more details, Lisa, we will do in Italian.
Okay, so and I love this. So thanks, Andrea. So here we're going to be doing the 2-day seminar or workshop, as we're calling it, is an opportunity for us to go through the detail about how we're assessing the property and bringing the soil back to life, which is the geotherapy part of this, and an introduction to this geobiology on how you assess the soil and look at bringing the soil back to its cultivation productivity. So the opportunity there is to not just say from a theoretical perspective, but on a practical level, here are the concepts of what you're going to be doing to bring the soil back to its natural productivity, as well as doing the plantation of some of the initial plants into the project, and we'll show you the overview of the project. And then we'll be looking at the installation of some of these key elements that are part of electroculture, because Anteros is a working proof of concept of these new approaches that are old approaches, I should say, to agriculture that are not using chemicals, and an opportunity to see how you go from the raw soil to cleansing and to growing this. And then we'll take you through sort of the next steps. The next thing we'll be doing is we'll talk about the sacred geometry and the pyramid and how that actually impacts the actual construct of certain materials. So we'll get into more detail about that. And then you'll do a wine tasting that'll be talking a little bit more about that. Andrea, is there anything that I missed on that one in English?
No, perfect, perfect. Quindi in italiano appunto andremo a trattare tutti gli argomenti di rigenerazione del suolo con tecniche di geoterapia, prepareremo la mappatura secondo la geobiologia del frutteto, andremo a installare nuovi sistemi, parleremo di geometria sacra, piramidi e degustazioni sonore. Puglia, it's rich of manure already, very ancient, let's say dolmen and manure. There are 79 places around the region. So we are increasing the energy of your area.
Fantastic. That's very exciting kind of thing. I think this whole area in Puglia is absolutely rich with agricultural history and antiquity, and it's an opportunity and an honor to be able to go in here and look at being one of the ones to restore the land, which is really important.
Quindi queste tecniche sono antichissime, hanno 3, 4, 5 mila anni, e andremo proprio a scoprire anche la parte soprattutto energetica di questi luoghi megalitici, luoghi sacri, e creeremo un'energia molto alta ad Anteros con questa tecnica di agopuntura della terra. This is your place, eh? We saw.
Yeah. So this is a map of the land here, and what we're doing is we're combining it with both a villa that will be a place to host and to live, and to bring her back to a place that she hadn't actually been before, and then also create the agricultural lands in the back that will continue to grow and cultivate, but also to use as an opportunity to test out other options to support this new type of natural approach to agriculture.
Perfetto, qui vediamo la masseria con il posizionamento delle torri che installeremo. Andremo a installare 4 menhir per armonizzare tutta la parte geobiologica ma anche climatica e fertilizzare con questa energia il suolo assieme alla geoterapia. And then wine tasting and oil tasting for the first day.
Yeah. And I think this is really interesting. The oil now, I don't know if you're seeing this already, Andrea, but I'm seeing people come to me and show me the little tags that talk about the provenance of where the oil is. And hopefully we can go through a little bit about what information you can get on what the location and how the olives were grown for the oil, because we're seeing this, the transition of the original olive varieties into olive varieties that were not the original ones. And I'd love for us to talk a little bit about that as we go through the oil tasting, because oil was really the lifeblood of this region in Puglia.
Yes, still is very important. Quindi andremo a fare degli assaggi di vini con le piramidi sonore, e nell'arco di 20-30 secondi si sentirà la trasformazione creata dalle frequenze sui vini, e ovviamente possiamo provare anche sull'olio. Parleremo anche dell'origine dell'olio, abbiamo menzionato appunto questo discorso, sarà un tema importante. Mm-hmm. Secondo giorno, day two, okay, on Sunday.
Yeah, so why don't you start in Italian, Andrea?
Il secondo giorno sarà legato all'acqua e alla ricerca dell'acqua attraverso diverse tecniche, sia quelle tradizionali, quindi con strumentazione tecnologica, che attraverso anche la rabdomanzia. E parleremo del ruolo dell'acqua, l'importanza dell'acqua, come caricarla, e andremo a ricercare una fonte di acqua primaria, quella che chiamiamo primary water. Andremo poi a piantare gli alberi con delle tecniche particolari, faremo proprio una spiegazione di come si può piantare un albero nel migliore dei modi, tenendo presente il campo magnetico, la geobiologia, e poi faremo un'applicazione su degli alberi di olivo che hanno bisogno di aiuto. Okay? Last one, olive oil plants with we can help with new technique. Okay, so you can translate in English.
Okay,
thank you.
Yeah, so the second day we're going to be focused in on water and how we can improve the current water that we are getting from nature, and how and what's actually happening with that water. So on the property itself, we have a well, and that well water is coming. Right now, I've heard the testing that the water starts at 32 meters. We had the ability, and we dug into 45 meters. But the water itself needs to be filtered, and it has different qualities as it's coming through different parts of the soil. As we all know, the soil has been infiltrated with many other chemicals. So how do we then filter that water and create the best water to support both land and human consumption on there? And then this concept of primary water, and I hope it's a new concept or a new concept that people are very interested in understanding, is that right now we focus in on recycled water, which is the water that we've had that goes through, it comes up and it evaporates, it gets into the clouds and it rains down. We capture that and we use this over and over again. But water is a naturally occurring substance on this planet. It's one of the most prolific substances, and we're looking to tap into where there are sources of primary water, because as we've been told that water is a scarce resource, it actually isn't. And this is an opportunity for us to tap into it and show it here, because everything that we're going to be doing here at this villa is to look at ways to do things differently and in a natural way. So water, purification of water, different sources of water, planting the trees, putting that in there, making sure that we put the soil in the right condition from the day before, organizing how things are to be planted. So as we move forward and plant the entire orchard of everything that we want to do, that we had it on this plan based on what nature and her energies are saying for us to do. And then focusing in more about the olive trees, because right here in Puglia, we all know that Salento has been hit very hard with devastation for the olive trees.
Fantastic. We are the blue planet, so we are fully of water.
Well, yeah. This is an exciting thing. I hope we can really get into this idea quite a bit, Andrea, because you and I have had some nice conversations about this, but it's really important. I know that when I mention the concept of primary water, people are like, don't know it. So to get this word out is really exciting. And then also, I think it's empowering, because once you understand that there are massive resources and it's renewing, it changes your approach to everything. This water is the basis of life.
Perfect, perfetto. Quindi andiamo avanti con questo corso di geobiologia, acqua, piantumazione corretta degli vari alberi, lavoro sugli olivi. This is the example of the best plantation suggestion, and depends on the approach we want to use. We can have several hundred of trees, because trees are very important. And so it will be a big forest of trees, I hope, thanking the land for this hospitality. E quindi qua abbiamo un esempio di come può essere progettato il frutteto, e abbiamo dato delle indicazioni con degli approcci a seconda della distanza che si vogliono usare, 5x5, 6x6. Vedremo diverse tecniche nel frutteto, anche combinando molta biodiversità. È importante avere molta biodiversità, e differenziazione degli alberi e produzione a scalare. I like this picture because you see the olive tree that taking the shape of a spiral.
Well, this is interesting, because I just did a video on one of my other channels about the Fibonacci series. And this is exactly what the universe is constructed of. This Fibonacci number of sequence is exactly how you get the spirals. And that's how the universe is. So everything in nature maps out the same sort of model, if you will, with the Fibonacci concept of it. So it's really, really exciting on that. And I think we have such a huge opportunity to integrate that kind of thinking into this process here. So nature is the foundation of all technology. She teaches us everything.
Yes, absolutely. She's our mother, la natura madre. So recapping, we have the course in Italian, in English. These are the dates, okay? So 28, 29, in Italiano, in Inglese. Se vuoi iscriverti, puoi contattarci al telefono, puoi contattarci via mail. Very easy. We are available for question and answer, for booking, and we wait all the people. The course will be in Italian and English. Eh?
Exacto. Fantastic. Well, this is very exciting, Andrea. This is the beginning of this this sort of relationship to really focus in and being an opportunity for us to use this land and this process as a opportunity to teach and to grow in the area, because that's what we're trying to do. Collaborate and become part of the same community here by saving the soil and creating great health for everybody.
Oh, see you in Arnesano very soon.
Okay. Andrea, ciao. Grazie mille. And everybody else, we look forward to, we hope you can join us there. And we look forward to this being the initial part of how we get this project kicked off the ground. Thank you so much.
Fantastico. Ciao.
Ciao.